Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Saturday mornings from 8 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends on this rather cool but invigorating Saturday morning here in Adelaide. Hope you can stay with us for the next 2 hours. Strike me pink. We've got sport coming from every direction. Footy, cricket, basketball, golf, the whole caboodle. It's all happening right around this beautiful country of ours, and we're going to cover the whole situation this morning as I welcome my partner in crime, who looks a bit good today for a change. Looks okay. He's had a shave. He's had a shower. He's combed his hair. He looks unbelievable. Andrew Newton-Jarman, good morning.
G'day, George. G'day, Adelaide. Lovely to be here on a Saturday morning. Where's the sun gone?
That's not what you said. That's not what you said when you walked in. I'm tired this morning.
No, I didn't.
I'm tired this morning. I'm ready to go, George.
Plenty to talk about.
I tell you what, have you ever known in Adelaide, right, in South Australia, this beautiful city of ours?
It is.
So much sport happening. I'm going giddy turning the bloody television channels.
So what are you looking forward to in the next 48 hours? In terms of sports here in South Australia.
Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow at Thebold Noble, where our women side takes on Carlton.
Right, 11:30 kickoff.
Correct. If they win that, they'll almost...
Massive chance to play in a GF.
Exactly, and that will be played at Adelaide Oval.
Adelaide 36ers. Game two.
Tell you what, big game down in Wollongong on Sunday. It'll be fiery. The crowd will go nuts.
Jerome Randall, what a superstar he's been for the Adelaide 36ers.
Jerome, please shut up.
No, I love it.
I don't.
I love that.
I don't.
George, because he backs it up.
Well, I know.
He backs it up. That's what great players do.
I'm a little frightened that it might come back to bite him on the proverbial Sunday in Wollongong.
It'll be a tough game for the boys.
You can imagine how fired up that crowd's going to be after Randall said they're the dirtiest side in the competition.
Well, maybe they are, because they're not the most skillful side going around.
Don't say
36 is fantastic, and our boys last night, United.
Sensational.
Oh.
Can they win the...
Wasn't the most prettiest or the best game you'd ever see in terms of quality, but they got the job done, and they play with passion, and they play with a little bit of mongrel.
Are they back in business?
No!
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
They've got to start rebuilding as of last night.
Oh, come
but,
on,
But anyway, great to see the boys get a win, and it's good for their confidence, and as you know, that's what this show's all about.
Well, the crowd wasn't that good last night.
6,500?
Nah, disappointing. Disappointing last night.
Jeez,
come on, don't fall off when we've got not winning.
We've got a lot of things happening in Adelaide.
I know.
March is not far away.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Right, who's on the show this
week? Well, we've got a big program. We'll talk to Damien Barrett, the best man in the business, about the opening of the footy season. We'll talk to Phil Smythe about the basketball, the former general, the coach of the Adelaide 36ers. And we'll also talk to Jackson Trengove about the internal trial at Port Adelaide at Alberton last night.
So beautiful, George.
A lot of things happening. We're fired up. Love to talk with you between now and 10 o'clock. Jump on the bandwagon.
Dead Set Legends, KG and Jazz.
Good on you, Sean, on this beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Plenty of sport to talk about. Stay with us for the next 2 hours now, Jazz. I'm going to get myself right in trouble here.
Yep.
Because I'm going to crack.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 2 or 3 months, it's been quite obvious to me that Port Adelaide have gone underground so far as publicity, interviews, making statements, saying this. And I thought, this is good. Mm. They've got their focus well and truly on turning their seasons around, getting back into the forest. And lo and behold, I open up the advertiser this morning.
Yep.
And I know David Kosh has done a lot of wonderful things for the Port Adelaide Football Club, financially and the game in China. But Koshy, please, shut up.
Well, what's upset you now?
Port Adelaide's... I'll just read it.
Righto.
Port Adelaide's refit has begun, and with intense internal pressure from Power President David Kosh on coach Kenny Hinkley and his team to deliver AFL finals this season.
Now, what's wrong with that quote?
Well, hang on.
What's wrong with that quote?
Well, I'm not finished. We must make the finals, David Kosh said last night, as Hinkley revealed his new-look lineup and strategies at an internal trial at Alberton Oval. Last year we failed. It's 2 years in a row we've failed. It cannot be a third. That doesn't have to be said. That's just giving the supporters more fuel for when they do lose a game or a couple of games to start throwing stones again. You don't need to say it.
Ken Hinkley has already come out and said, we haven't delivered in the last 2 years. So he's put that on record.
Of course he has.
So what's the issue with Koshy's comments?
The issue is I don't
see any issue at all.
I don't like presidents coming out publicly pre-season and making statements like that. The club knows internally that they haven't performed the last 3 years. That's obvious.
Yeah. Yep.
Why go public and add more fuel, more pressure on the players, the club and the coach? It's unnecessary.
No, I disagree because David Koch is the president. He's the front of the football club. He's taken it on himself to be active and get new sponsorship and get the brand up and about.
The last two years
on field has been very, very average, and they've acknowledged that, all right? We don't have to tell them what they already know. I don't have a problem with a president or a chairman coming out, as long as it's in a respectful way. Not an issue with me.
Well, it's not an issue with me.
So you're going to gag Eddie Maguire, eh?
No, not at all.
Well, hang on. You're going to gag Jeff Kennett when he was president of the Hawthorn Football
Jeff
Club.
Jeff Kennett said some stupid things, but he admitted it.
They won premierships under his leadership.
Look,
that's what Koshy wants. The best football club in the country to win flags and play in grand finals and play in finals.
We all know what Koshy wants. That's obvious. That's stating the obvious.
Do you think this is a selfish little
It's unnecessary.
Slap at his footy club, is it?
It doesn't need...
Do you think this is all about Koshy?
Yeah, I do.
I do. No, it's not.
It didn't need to be said. The first thing I picked up the paper read, I said to myself, that didn't need to be said.
What do you want him to say? Oh, everything's rosy down here. We love Kenny and I love the players and our supporters. Look, we may win six games this year. I like it, George. I like the way he's gone about it. He puts everyone on notice, Cage. That's what this brutal game's all about.
Don't tell me, before he said that publicly, that everybody at the club wasn't on notice. Are you kidding me?
Bob Hammond, who's one of the great presidents and chairmen, he put us on notice 1 year. Back in the Crows days.
No,
we're all on heat. And you know what? You get a reaction. That's what Koshy wants, a reaction, Cage.
Okay, Port supporters, football supporters, who's right and
who's
wrong?
You've gone soft, mate.
No, I haven't gone soft.
Yes, you have.
I don't need the added pressure. Yes, this is the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends, 133353. That's our number. You can have your say on the comments by David Koch, right or wrong. I'm sticking to my guns. Jars doesn't agree with me.
You think he's putting extra pressure on the senior
coach?
No
doubt about that. No doubt about what he said in the Tizer today. That's all I read last year was the same old stuff, and it's surfaced again. It's ridiculous.
Okay, 133353 is our number. Now, KG.
That's me.
Now, as you know, we've got one of the greatest bands of all time down at Adelaide Oval tonight. In front of, I don't know, what, 55?
Yeah, there'll be 40,000.
Now, I didn't know you were part of their crew.
What?
You were part of with Axel and Slash. Didn't know you were mates with the boys, Guns N' Roses.
Not really.
During the week, you did some sort of promo for the boys to generate some more ticket sales. What's all this you did?
Yeah, it's called KG&R.
Said woman, take it slow, and it'll work itself out fine.
Said woman, take it slow, it'll work itself out fine.
All we need is just a little patience.
All we need is just a little patience.
Said sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine.
Said sugar, make it slow, and we'll come together fine.
All we need is just a little patience.
How stupid am I?
What's he like, Axel?
Good bloke.
he rang me at home and said...
Did he?
Yeah, he said, look, the ticker sale was a bit slow, Kate. Can you give it a bit
well
of rev, mate?
Very good. I didn't know you were a Gunners fan.
Oh, big
mate,
fan.
Mate, they're going to be massive tonight.
I'll be there front row, mate.
I've got a call. Johnny of Golden Grove. Thanks for holding on, John. Your thoughts about David Koch's comments putting his football club under pressure to perform this year?
Yeah, how you going, boys? Well, you can't really win, can you? Like, the president comes out and puts pressure on the coach. It's sort of like he's got an unhidden agenda behind it, as if to say, right, the first couple of months, if you're failing, we're going to look for somebody else. But then, if a committee comes out and says, we're right behind the coach, what does that mean?
He's sacked.
3 months later, he's sacked. It goes around in circles. It's ridiculous. But the thing is, I can't stand when at the start of the season, a coach goes, right, this is our season, we've got the players, and then by round six, after the 0-5 or 0-6, they go, we're rebuilding for next year.
Yeah.
How can you go from having a list that's capable of winning the flag to we're rebuilding the following year?
John, look, as I said in my opening, I've been so impressed with Port Adelaide this year. They, from my point of view, have deliberately gone underground with the publicity and interviews and making statements. I thought, now, this is fantastic. They've had three ordinary years. They've now got their focus well and truly on turning that all around. And I pick up the advertiser after their first internal trial, and we've got to make the finals. We've got to do this. We've failed the last. Who gives a stuff?
The thing that bothers me is that they have expectations. The thing that bothers me about Port Adelaide is I feel they've signed too many of their players for contracts that are too long. And they're all going to get paid, and they know if they have a bad game or something goes wrong, they'll go back into their shell and just play for themselves just so they look good and they've got their contract going. They've got about six or seven long-term contracts, and to me that's too comfortable. You need to play on the edge to get the best out of yourself, to prove yourself every week, to make sure you get a game the following week. When you've already got a contract, I don't reckon you put in as hard.
Well, look, their first six games are tough. Now, reading these comments, if they're 2-4 at the end of round six...
When you're a struggling organisation and the heat is firmly on you as a player and as a football club, as a brand, right, that's when you need to stand up.
I understand
that. That's what great players do and great coaches do and great football clubs and sporting clubs do.
There's way of standing up.
So the heat's on this football club to deliver, because the last 2 years has been very, very average.
3 years.
Well, more so the last 2 years, because the expectations have been we're a top four side.
Yep.
Under pressure, a lot of them struggled. So that's character. That's about who we are as an individual. So I like what Koshy's done. He's put the spotlight firmly on this football club to deliver this year, KG. Are they a top eight side? Are they a top eight side, yes or no?
I'm not prepared to stick my neck out yet. No, I'm not prepared. I haven't seen them.
Yes or no?
No, I haven't seen enough of them. They're rejigging the whole lineup.
But all clubs do that. That's nothing new, KG. And then I've had a little text message from a friend. Like he said, when you get success, that's when you keep quiet. That's what the great clubs do. That's what Hawthorn do, don't they? The great clubs that have success... They keep quiet.
But
there's ways
of going about it. And I don't think they've gone the right way.
No, see, I don't think you understand it. Yeah, let's go to a very good friend of ours and one of the best in the business. Damien Barrett joins us for the first time in 2017. Damo, thanks for your time on a Saturday morning.
No worries, boys. It's just about upon us, isn't it?
Damo, obviously, we've had a couple of games so far. Collingwood v Essendon, and also last night, Hawthorn v Geelong. The pre-season concept, do you like it, or should we go straight to round one, which Dale Lewis is endorsing these days?
Yeah, I'm of that Louis view as well, Jazz. I for some years now, I've had that as a view, because while I believe you need the hit-outs, the way that clubs set themselves up in the off-season now is they're right to go on the back of the intra-club games they play, and I just feel it just prolongs the season. We've already got what I believe to be a season that is too long, with having to play 22 home and away matches to formulate a top eight out of 18. So I think that's too long, and I reckon the 3 weeks requirements under this system is just prolonging something that's already too long.
Damien, what about the Bombers? We saw them Thursday night against Collingwood. Given all the drama that's unfolded with that football club over the last couple of years, what are your expectations? What do you think they'll achieve this year, the Bombers?
Because I feel they will struggle to make the eight. Now, I know other people are saying, you know, the year off is going to be of such a great aid for that footy club that they will be able to get in there. I just feel that by bringing back, you know, every single person they could get back. Now, we know there were a couple of exits out of those players they had suspended last year. I just feel bringing them all back is just going to be too much of a burden on that list at some stage of this year. And I do expect that the soft tissues to kick in at some stage. And also, too, the game moves on, and some of the players they've brought back are at the back end of their career. And I do refer to Joe Watson there. I'm not saying they shouldn't have brought him back, but while some people are saying, you know, year out could well be the best thing for him, I don't subscribe to that view. Now, you may replay these comments at the end of the year when he's won another Brownlow, or won a Brownlow, I don't know. But I, that's the way I see it right now, that I think they're going to struggle. I think with John Worsfold, that they've got a coach who is going to be the negative style of of director. Yeah. And that helped them last year. He held that club together in a quite extraordinary way last year. They didn't really have any blowouts, and they managed to be competitive, at least for large portions of games they lost. And I think that tactic, though, eventually is going to be wearing a bit thin. And now that they've got the players back, I don't see them actually naturally going back into the eight as some do.
Ooh, interesting.
Damo, a change at the top. Mike Fitzpatrick resigned as chairman during the week, been in the chair for 12 years. Former St Kilda coach Grant Thomas has given him a massive slap. A couple of players have come out and whacked him. What kind of legacy has he left behind in the great game of AFL?
Yeah, look, we're good in it. It's easy, isn't it, to whack from the sideline?
Correct.
And Grant Thomas is not happy unless he's belted three people publicly on his own Twitter account by 8:30 every morning. So he's got a quota that he has to get more than three by midday. So that's Grant for you. But I'm not one, Jazz, as you know, to naturally praise the AFL, because I think, like all of us in the media, we are allowed and we should be critiquing them as much as we can and pushing them. But when you look back on what Fitzpatrick has done, and if you're an Essendon supporter, you're not going to subscribe to this, but the game is better for him being there. And while I feel he should have been more public on certain occasions, and not just the Essendon matter, but he chose to be the silent chairman from a public statement perspective. Now, he's not silent behind the scenes. And what I do know is he has ridden and driven Gillon McLachlan and the other executives in there to do what he wanted them to do. Now, look, he may have done a better job had he been a bit different to the way he carried himself. But I think if you go back 10 years and look at it now, it's a significantly better landscape that we're looking at. Now, the Essendon thing, you know my views on the Jars. I don't feel the AFL did anything or too much wrong on that situation. And again, there's no need to back over that. But if that's the worst criticism you can level at him after his time in the game, that they didn't do enough on the Essendon thing, when indeed they actually took them out of the finals and suspended the coach before the drugs bodies got to them, I think it's a pretty good legacy.
Damien, where's James Hurd in all this? Reading some of the publicity surrounding James in recent times, you've got a feel for the young man. Where's he at the moment? Is there any news on him?
He's been blacklisted by the AFL, hasn't he, Damo?
Blacklisted, I wouldn't say blacklisted, because no one's stopping you from, from going back to Essendon or going back to a game. But where he is physically, he's out of the care that he is receiving. He's been out now for probably 3 weeks. Look, he's become very withdrawn, and I think, people who have known him for a very long time and who are friends of his, have been regularly saying, even recently, that the responses to their messaging of him is just non-existent from James. Now, I feel that they are saying that until James chooses to want to respond to them and to want to get himself back into the AFL, should he choose to do that, nothing's going to happen on that front. And look, we're in a space, aren't we, too, where I think we're often ill-equipped to deal with, because clearly what happened to him in the early parts of this year when he had that medical incident, which was a serious one for him to be cared for at the highest levels of medical profession, was... we're in an area where we don't really understand, I think, as outsiders. But in terms of where he is in footy, look, I still feel that he needs to take more responsibility for what he did. And while he'll continue to fight and his dad will continue to fight for him, I feel until he gets his head around what happened there, nothing's going to happen of any positive nature for him from a footy perspective.
Damo, great to have you back on board. Looking forward to a cracking 2017. Now we'll speak again, mate.
Thanks, Damien. Come Sunday down in Wollongong, what a game of basketball it's going to be after, of course, the Adelaide 36ers won the first game of the best of three series against Illawarra. An outstanding performance. Let's welcome to the program now a man, of course, who coached the Adelaide 36ers to two championships, the one and only Phil Smythe, known as the General. Good morning, Philly.
KG Jars, how are we, boys?
Yeah, good. Good, Smythe. Now, Smythe, terrific performance by the Adelaide 36ers, but what about going to Wollongong on Sunday? Gee, the heat will be on.
Yeah, you're right, Cage. Tough venue to play in, too. And I mean, they both play that up-tempo style. We saw it Thursday night in Adelaide, were terrific.
Yep.
If Wollongong can hit the three-point shot, that's the difference in the game for them, then they can win it. But I think Adelaide, if it goes to three, Adelaide will get it. But I sense that they may get them down there at Wollongong on Sunday.
What about the comments of Jerome Randall before the match when he said that Illawarra were a dirty
loved
team?
It. Loved now, it.
If you were coach general, what would you have thought and what would you have said?
Oh, look, it's an interesting one. I mean, it's terrific. He's a gutsy little fella, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's on the front foot. He stirred the pot a little bit, and he's been pretty smart. He's drawn the attention to the umpires, saying that keep an eye on them. I reckon they're pretty dirty. And look, I would have preferred him not to say anything. That's the older style coach that says, let's not give them any ammunition. Alistair Clarkson tight. Let's just be quiet and go about our business. But he likes that. He likes the challenge. He likes to stick it up, people. And I saw Bevo, the coach of Hawks, they asked him what he thought about it, and he said, I couldn't care less. I don't like him. So, I reckon it adds a little bit of spice to it.
I tell you what.
How important is Mitch Creek and also Nathan Sobey's just giving some backup for young Randall, Philip?
Yeah, no question at all, Jar. It's a really good one. Mitch Creek, it was probably not as played as well as he could. Good captain's game for him. I think he'll have a beauty on Sunday.
Right.
Sobey's been the gun Stand for him, if you like. The quiet achiever that's just exploded this year. Played terrific under Joey Wright. Plays with no fear. And you know, when you've played enough, you guys, when you go out and you just have no fear. You can always play well because the pressure doesn't get to you. You're not concerned. He's just terrific. I mean, he gives them massive amount of energy on the floor. He's great for him.
What about is it young Terence Ferguson?
The Ferg.
Yeah, Ferg. Yeah, how good was he the other night?
Yeah, the T-Ferg. He hit a couple of big three-pointers when they need him. Well, I think his stocks just went up in the draft. He probably dropped a couple over the course of the year. He hasn't stood out the way everyone expected. And to be honest with you, I actually didn't think he would stand out. Young kid, 18 years old, he's playing against men. It's going to take him a while. So he was terrific. He stood up when they needed a couple of big baskets. Randall got that cramp and went out, and Ferguson came in, and there was a bit of a shaky moment there, and then he hit that big three-pointer and just eased the burden. So he was terrific. I mean, Daniel Johnson had a really big game for the Sixers as well. So right now, they had that. You know, it's like watching the Western Bulldogs a little bit, or Adelaide United, you know, that slow start to the season. Caught on fire. They were a very sly dog their last four games. They rested some players to get them in healthy for the finals. And, you know, sometimes that's fraught with danger, but it's worked out really well for them. So you sense that they're in a really good place at the moment.
Ooh.
So you backing them to win tomorrow, Phil, to win the series and then go into the grand final?
Look, Charles, you should never bet on a game, should you? But they're going to be in the grand final. I think we can safely say they're in the grand final. Whether they get tomorrow's game just comes down to whether Wollongong are able to shoot the ball really well from the three-point line.
And obviously you and KZ set up your new sports show. Obviously, backdooring Triple M have looked after KG for 4 years and going to pinch all our listeners. What's going on there?
Well, we're the warm-up act to you guys, mate. We come on at midday, so we'll be no threat to the Super Louie and Jars event. Of course, KG had to make the call for who he wanted to work with, Jars, say no more, mate. You know, he's gone for the more knowledgeable, the better-looking one of the two, and, mate, you missed out. You just got to take the good with the bad.
What are you called? What's your show called if it gets up?
Two superstars working together, mate. That's what it'll be. You know.
Well, good luck with
that,
mate.
I mean, obviously, to be a legend, mate, you don't have to do too much because I listen to you and you go,
mate, I'm his lackey here, mate. No doubt you'll be his.
I'm the same, mate. I'm sensei. Don't worry about that.
Well done.
Good on you, Smythe.
Good on you, boys. Always good to talk to you.
Take care.
Cheers, fellas.
Phil Smythe, big game tomorrow. That'll be tough, hard and brutal.
Game three? Do you think we'll go to game three?
I reckon we'll go to game three. I reckon they might get us tomorrow.
Oh, I disagree with you.
Well, I hope you're
it'll
right.
be done and dusted by tomorrow.
Well, I hope you're right.
Okay.
I hope you're right. We're talking with you right through until 10 o'clock. Coming up a little later, we'll talk to Jackson Trengove about Port Adelaide's internal trial. But I'm going to make a statement here, footy-wise. I was watching the footy last night, and I thought to myself, this is the same old, up one side, down the other. And you know what? I said to my beautiful daughter, Sal, I said, Sal, I would much rather watch the women's competition.
Ooh.
But because it's so much more unpredictable. There's something about
the girls' footy?
Yeah. Did you watch the footy last night?
Oh, I watched about half a footy.
And what was your impression?
Well, it's a pre-season, so I don't take much notice. All I look for is just you know, how the ball use is and just some of the newer players. So, but other than that, I don't take much notice of pre-season games.
Well,
never have. But
I found the same old, and I must confess...
What, too predictable for you?
Oh, yeah, up one side, down the other. But when you watch, when I've watched the women's competition,
right,
they just go in, hammer and tong, and go bang, bang, bang.
That's a fair call.
And that is so much more entertaining. So much more than this pre-season crap we've seen for so many years.
Well, this is what Grant Thomas said on the Rush Hour during the week regarding the pre-season comp cage.
Let's have the first game. Let's have no games against any.
Yep.
It's all relative for every team.
Absolutely.
You're not allowed to have a practice match against another AFL team. There's nothing. Round one, let's get it on.
Sensible.
So you're happy with those comments from Grant Thomas?
I am. It's the same old, same old. It's just... Like, I don't know. I'm just so disappointed with the footy.
So
last
you prefer
night.
To watch the girls' footy?
I'll watch tomorrow.
Which is they're playing for premiership.
I'll watch tomorrow.
Right.
At Thibodeau. Then our girls playing on Carlton. Playing Carlton.
Then the Crows and Port LA pre-season games coming.
And
up.
I get more excitement out of watching the girls play than I did watching the men's.
So you'd rather watch the women's than the men's?
Yes.
Pre-season comp.
Correct. Correct. Okay. Wait. Give us your thought, folks. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at
you
all.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, Sean,
No, I'm not. I'm not. And you know what? I watched a half a game yet last night, and you know, I had a yawn. But when I was watching some of our girls last week, the Crows girls, I was thinking, they're good on you, girls. Get in there and have a crack. So I stayed tuned a lot longer than I did pre-season games.
Okay, so you agree with me for a change?
No, I didn't say I was agreeing with you.
Jazz, can I?
Yes, George.
Can I be perfectly honest? Oh,
yes, you can.
I'm really concerned about the Crows at the moment.
Oh.
Well, no.
What are you worrying about now?
I was listening to Triple M yesterday, and I heard Brett Burton make the point about Sloane being injured. That shook me.
I had some match simulation training today, and unfortunately, Rory Sloane copped a poke in the eye, and has fractured his eye socket. So he'll miss. Just a bit of time. He'll still be able to do some training in a week or so, and he'll still be able to get his legs right. And as you know, the warrior he is, he'll be still being pushing for round one.
See, that's a worry. We've got already got Crouch now. The Crows have said he won't make round one.
Mm.
Now he's had problems previously with injuries. We've got Thompson, who's still not right.
Not getting any younger.
So if those three don't front up game one against GWS, that's a huge gap in our midfield. And I must say, you can say what you like, I'm concerned about it.
Oh, I tend to agree. Well, I tend to agree. The Crows midfield, for me, it's the biggest concern for Donnie Pike.
Well, it is.
And it's a challenge because... when teams get on top of the Adelaide Crows in the midfield, they can't counter that. So, like you said, Tomo's not getting any younger, but I'm glad he's still in the program because he's been a wonderful player.
But he hasn't been playing.
Brad Crouch is his body just keeps letting him down. Jared Lyons was sent off to the Gold Coast,
and Sloane now.
And this will be Donnie Pike's biggest test with this group because you're right, quality of Sloane, who's going to be. He's a machine, Sloane, and he's our best player. There's no question in the midfield. Charlie Cameron and Matty Crouch. Charlie Cameron's still learning his craft.
If
they have poor games, then the Crows are going to struggle.
If those three don't front up game one, who steps to the plate? Is it
Thompson, Crouch, and Sloane?
Yeah.
Sloane will play round one.
Well,
Sloane, I bet you he will play round one. And Tomo will play round one.
But he's going to be underdone.
Oh, who, Tomo?
Yeah.
He'll be ready to go.
Matt Fitz, he's got to be underdone.
He'll be ready to go. But I agree with you. That's the biggest concern for me in terms of the Adelaide Crows.
That's why I'd get Nat 5.
As a genuine premiership contender.
Mm, that's why I'd try and get Nat 5. Give him the world. He's a champion.
Well, they didn't even get Bryce Gibbs.
Oh, mate. I love Bryce Gibbs, but being brutally honest, if you had the choice, who would you go for?
Well, what's the best fit for the Adelaide Crows? What they need, inside or outside?
No. Who would you go for?
Well, who's...
Well, if you had a chance to get Bryce Gibbs or Nat 5, who would you go for?
You'd definitely go for Natty 5.
That's exactly right.
Because he can play up forward.
So who's going my question is, who's going to step up to the plate? That's my worry.
Is that your concern?
I'm
Cage, we're still 5 weeks away.
I don't care. I'm worried.
Already?
I'm not sleeping
well. The ball hasn't even been bounced
I'm not sleeping well at night thinking about it. Curtly Ambrose. Curly Hampton, sorry.
Yeah, Curly Ambrose.
He's had a good pre-season.
Yeah.
Just wait the next few weeks. You'll get a bit better gauge when you see the boys running around.
I don't like the way you go about that. You just brush it off. This is very important, very important in my everyday life.
You know what? I'll tell you now. I'm going to see management.
KG and Jars.
Yes, we're talking with you. 133.53, and we're talking.
And you've panicked again about the Adelaide Crows regarding Rory Sloane copping an injury last
Rory
night.
Rory Sloane, Brad Crouch,
right.
Tomo.
Yep.
They're my bread and butter, the Crows.
Yep. And you need a very good quality deep midfield to be a contender for a premiership.
If you lose those three in the opening game, it's good night.
And obviously, we've lost Jared Lyon to the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And Jared was a very good serviceable player, but the phones have lit up like a Christmas tree, KG. And also, we did a little bit of a Q&A, you and I.
Yep.
And I asked you the question, a very damn good question. Does Chris Scott deserve a contract extension? There's a call there that's going to rip you shortly. Braddy of Mawson Lakes. G'day, Brad.
How you going, guys?
Talk to us, Brad.
Are we in trouble, Brad?
Well, Cage, I mean, we love you, but you're going about Koshy coming out and saying stuff and you're pretty much, you're a little bit concerned about the Crows already and it's pre-season.
Well, I am concerned.
Paul hasn't even bounced
yet. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Port supporter, so, I'm enjoying it. But, come on.
If you take Sloane, Crouch and Tom out of the opening lineup, there's a problem.
You can hit Sloane with a baseball bat, mate. He'll still play.
Spot on.
Well,
yeah, Brad's right. He's as hard as an... Hey, Koshy's comments about your footy club, you agree with those or you reckon he should just keep it quiet and just get on with it?
Doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me.
You just want to see the boys perform. Yep.
That's all that matters.
Well said, Brad.
Did you go last night?
No, work night shift. No.
Okay, fair enough.
No.
Have a good year.
All right, Braddles.
Thanks, guys.
Call any time, mate. Mark of Meadows. G'day, Mark. Adelaide Crows, they're in trouble.
Boys, I reckon we are absolutely cooked. Let me take you back to the that fateful night up in Sydney in that final, boys. We had all three of those injured midfielders playing and we got absolutely reamed, didn't we?
Yep.
It wasn't pleasant.
And we take them out, boys. Mm. We take them out and we move on Jared Lyons. Like I've said before, we move out Mitch Krieger, the second best midfielder in the Sandville side behind Cam Ellis-Yelman. So he'll come in. He'll be fantastic for us. But, boys, what have we picked up? Absolutely nothing.
Well, I'm worried.
Well, they're backing in what the talent they've got down there, young Mark. They're going to back in Cam Ellis-Yelman and obviously young Knight. Develop Charlie Cameron. That's what they're going to do. Source Jacobs is going to be stepping up. Riley O'Brien, the backup ruckman, needs to get some opportunity.
Brad Crouch, for 2 years.
Stop going on about Brad Crouch.
He's been mentioned and highlighted about he's going to be the young man to go into the midfield
Correct.
And take control.
Yep.
Haven't sighted him. He's been injured. And again, he's injured.
Mark, have faith, my friend.
Oh, faith.
Greg of Cumberland Park. G'day, Greg.
How you going, guys?
Greg.
Bad news about Sloaney. They got to stop poking each other in the eye. They look like the Three Stooges. Ridiculous. But, besides that, why are the AFL charging $40 to go to this Comedy Cup game?
That is a rip-off.
Is that the... No way.
I found that out yesterday from a mate of mine who barracks for Hawthorn. He was going to go, and he told me it's $40 to go down to Noolunga and watch Hawthorn play Port. I said, you've got to be kidding me.
$40?
Buzz off.
Are they using that money from yesterday's comments about paying for the bloody 88 hole?
No way.
That couldn't be right.
$40. It is right.
$40.
That's what I was told, and that's crap.
Well, I watched it last night, and I did not get one bit of motivation out of it last night. And I love my footy.
The point because half the Essendon players that played on Friday the night before, they went off at half time, and Essendon got rolled.
Mm.
So what's the point?
Exactly. Good point.
Greg. Well, we'll find out. No, we'll just our Jared will just check that up. Sir Splash the Press said, last year it was the back line and the Crows proved everyone wrong. Just wait and see, KG.
Wait and see.
Now, apparently ticket prices are adult $30 for a reserve seat, right. $20 general admission.
That's still too
that's
much.
A ripple.
That's a lot too much. That's $10 and give it to a charity of your choice.
It's not my fault. Don't shoot the messenger.
No, I'm sorry, but that's just greed.
Well,
that is greed, Cage.
Oh, I totally agree.
The Women's League have shown us Morris away, free.
Yeah.
All right. Obviously, he's got the backing of the AFL. SNFL, the sample, I think, have to go down the same path.
I agree.
Adam Kelly and Jake Parkinson, if you're listening, you probably don't listen to this show, do something different to revitalise the SNFL.
Would you pay $30 to go and see one?
Absolutely not. Pay me $30 and I'll entertain you down on the beach in me bloody bathers.
Won't go that far. Would you pay $30?
Nah, sure? Big Bash is only 20, isn't it?
Yeah, so, well, yeah. It's ridiculous. Oh,
Anthony of Seacombe Gardens. G'day, Tane. How are you, mate?
Very well, thanks, Charles. How are you?
Good, Anthony.
That's good. Okay, gee, I'm just wanting to put you back on the comment you said before about regarding the JLT.
Yep.
You said that these close players are going to be underdone going into round one. Isn't that what the JLT is about? Getting guys match fitness?
Well, yeah, but see, Anthony, I don't mind seeing what Port did last night. Had an internal trial.
Yeah, but they've been doing that for nearly 5 weeks, playing those internal trials, playing 16 on 16 kg.
I don't want to see Hawthorn play Geelong. I don't want to see...
Well, how are they going to get conditioned against another side?
Well, just
playing at 70% to prepare them for...
Internal trials. You're training.
Anthony's right. You've got to get some sort of competitive...
Oh, well, it's
instead of playing against your mates, and they all know the setups, they all know the structures,
well,
so you're
garbage.
Not developing your...
It's garbage watching it. Absolutely garbage.
Oh, now it's garbage.
Well, it was last night.
Jars and KG are your Dead Set Legends every Saturday morning between 8 and 10. Roy and HG from 10 on 104.7 Triple M.
Thank you, Sean. And of course, as we know, Port Adelaide had an internal trial last night at Albert Nova in front of 4,000 fans. And a young man who had a terrific season last year, if he can back it up, and I've got no doubt he will this year, whether in ruck or up forward, it'll be a huge plus for Port Adelaide as we welcome Jackson Trengo over to the program. Jackson, thank you for your time.
Nah, thanks for having me on, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you,
now,
Jacko.
Jackson, having Paddy Ryder back, playing alongside him up forward or in the ruck, how big a plus is that for the side?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, a couple of years ago, we obviously got him over to the club to be one of our high-prized players. And
yep.
Obviously, we missed him last year. And just the work that he can do in the ruck and then obviously go forward and be such a threat, it's a damaging player.
Jacko, it's always hard to play internal trials against your brothers. What did the boys get out of it, and what did Kenny and the coaching staff get out of last night's internal?
Oh, I think it was good just to get a run under your belt. I think you do so much pre-season of just training and doing lots of running. It's good to feel like footballers again and just go out there and have a bit of a hit out and hit some bodies.
And Hamish Hartlett moved for the midfield. Evidently last night played across halfback, so he's got a point to prove. So that'll be interesting to see how his season unfolds.
Yeah, KJ, he looked really good off the halfback. You know, he's a good one-on-one player, and he's just able to read the ball a lot better coming off the back line. I think you know, he got confused a little bit when he went into the middle, just running around like a headless chook. So he looked really promising off the halfback, and I think you know, he's had a really good preseason. And you're going to see the best of Hamish Hartlett this year, which is exciting for everyone.
Beautiful.
Hey, Jacko, your coach Kenny last night said that he's very excited about the Dixon Trengo tandem, the new marriage inside forward 50. They could scare opposition defences. Both are physical, and they like to hurt people. I like that quote, Jacko.
Yeah, I didn't hear that quote, but I think Kenny's probably hit the nail on the head there. I think myself and Charlie don't mind putting a bit of body on body and hurting a few players. So obviously Charlie's only just coming back from his ankle surgery, so I think the next couple of weeks are going to be pretty crucial for me and him just to get that cohesion. I thought last night we started to click a little bit. And just get a bit more game time with one another.
And Jacko, tell us, a couple of my friends saw the game last night and they were most impressed with the young boy. Is it Sam Powell Pepper?
Yeah, the Pep, he was, I think I mentioned to the boys the other day, he's a similar body to Ollie Wines. He's aggressive, he's big, he's strong, he's ready to go. So, I think you're going to see lots of Sammy this year. And yeah, it's just it's pretty much a clone of Ollie. He's got a bit of a fend off, which Ollie probably doesn't have. You know, he's got the Dustin Martin fend off, and strong and tough, and loves to hurt blokes and win the footy as well.
Well, it's good that no one got injured, Jacko. So everyone would be pleased. Now you can get ready for your first trial next week. Now tell us about the Jacko charity car wash. What's going on, Jacko?
Yeah, boys, we're I'm actually about to head there now, down to 191 Richmond Road, Richmond. We've got a charity car wash for childhood cancer.
Good on you.
We're looking to raise over 10,000 and head up towards the 20,000. So anyone that's out there today listening, come down to Richmond Road, get your car washed. There's going to be myself, Ollie Wines, Chad Wingard, Jarman Impey, Travis Boak, Robbie Gray, all the boys are there. Good. So there's some good names down there just to take photos. We'll be down there washing cars, and all the money goes to childhood cancer, which is a great cause.
I'll have to come down, Jacko. Mine's dirty. How much? I'll give you, what, $25?
25, that's all we require, but with your pay packet, we'll probably get a bit more out of you.
good on you, Jacko. Have a great year, mate.
Well done, mate.
I appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me on.
And right now, though, it's Jars and KG and R.
She's got a smile that it seems to me... She's got a smile that it seems to me... Reminds me of childhood memories. Reminds me of childhood memories. Where everything... was as fresh as a bright blue sky.
KG and R there for you, okay?
Sure, I didn't know you were in the inner sanctum of Guns N' Roses.
Oh, I'm a Slash man.
Hey, Axel.
Yeah,
how are they?
Slash and I like that.
Are they getting excited about tonight?
Oh, they can't wait to get onto the Oval.
Been rocking tonight.
I've been telling them all yesterday about how good the Oval
that's
is.
That's brilliant.
Well done. Sensational stuff.
Well done.
Wouldn't miss Slash for the world.
Yeah, we've got to go.
What we do?
Beauty!
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Saturday mornings from 8 for CMI Toyota, South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.